sorry, they feed the banana bushes into the machine, and then they, it's the foot power job, and it chops it up. It's like a little lawnmower. It chops it up, and then they chop it up a little bit farther and feed it to the pigs. And pig breeding time will be about, oh, another week away. They have to finish the fence and build a little sunshade out there so that when mom and papa get together out there for two days at a time. Well, that old man's going to be tired. He's got 19 sows to service, and he get 2 days of try on each one. A lot of work. So I'll take that in silage machine out there. I took my homemade road roller, you know, fill it with water and drag it behind a Jeep. Took it over to get it welded, and the guy said, he laughed at me. He said, you know, the oddball gadgets that they bring over here, you know. And I said, just fix it. Well, you know, and I'm going to call him up in a couple of days and see if he got it done. And worked a lot with the 1st, the 7th Battalion, which is in the 3rd Brigade. Most everybody, like I say, everybody in the 1st Brigade's up in the field. And these people have been running down in our Montagnard area. So I was running over there every day finding out about who was going where and when. And I was supposed to go out last Wednesday on the 1st with them on an operation and try and chase at Montagnards. But they didn't go, and they canceled. They changed the plan a little bit. They changed it. Finally, Saturday, I guess you're more interested in what happened yesterday than you are during the last week. Was kind of slow, actually. Saturday called up, and he said, we'll let you go in Sunday and stay a night and come out Monday. And I said, fine, I'll go. It was to take me, Sergeant Tin, the interpreter, and three Montagnard men from the village. So I got Sergeant Tin up here to stay here Saturday night, and we went out Saturday afternoon and talked to the Montagnards and said, tomorrow morning, Sunday morning, when the helicopter lands, there'll be three men. We get on the helicopter now. Mr. Chong, you pick up the three men. He said, fine, okay. So we got up Saturday morning, runner came down from the orderly room, and he said, Lieutenant Livingston, at the Captain Harrison, 1st and 7th call, and he said, he'd like you to return the call. And I said, I'll call him back in 7 minutes. Got up, got dressed, called him back. He said, the helicopter leaves at 8:30. Will you be on it? I said, right. So I was all packed and everything. I put all my gear on and went and got the interpreter and had a little breakfast and got down the helicopter pad and jumped in my helicopter. My helicopter, mind you. They had two helicopters down there for the five of us. And it was one to provide security and one to carry us. So we flooded out to the Montagnard village and landed and picked up the three Montagnards. And we flooded out about 5 miles, I guess, southwest of the Montagnard village. And landed out there with a company landing. There was a company in the area, and we landed, you know, at their command post. And got out of the helicopter, and I went over and saluted the captain, introduced myself, and told him what I had the capability of doing. I said, if I found a civilian, we could probably convince them to tell us where the VC are. And there's about seven Vietnamese down there with weapons that are shooting at the American planes and had wounded quite a few Americans in the last 10 days that company had been down there. About six wounded in action they had, fellas down there from this one company. So he said, how many people do you want as a security? I said, the squad would be enough as a minimum. Is all I require is a minimum, and if you think we need more as a maximum, that's up to you, sir. He said, well, I think there's a squad will be enough. So I got me a squad and Sergeant Glidden. Chkonk, hello out there. And we went tracing up, put the three Montagnards in the front, the squad leader, Tin, and then me. And then all these guys were behind us, about seven fellows behind us. And we went tracing down this little trail. And we made a left turn around these bushes, and they found another hidden trail. I mean, like, these Montagnards knew where they were going. And we just sort of followed along behind him. One of them stepped on a bungee stake and just went through his boot. I mean, he's wearing these regular GI combat, you know, jungle boots. And it went right through his boot, but didn't go through his foot. It went up the side of his leg and out the top of his boot again. You know, just went along between his boot and his sock. It didn't actually hit his foot. And we found, they knew where they were going. In other words, they walked up to this little village. It consisted of two houses. And it had crossbows, and I got... And they had knives and crossbows, and there were some chickens up the hill a little ways. And these houses were just buried in the bush, and there was a big bunker out in front.
I got a picture of it. I took my camera along. And there was nobody there. So I left two pictures of the new village, you know, photographs of the new village. I put them inside a basket and put the basket inside the house. So when the people did come back,
they would see the pictures.
And we looked around the place and took some of the crossbows and stuff that was there. And... The old chief that was with
us acting as a trail guide picked up his crossbow and he said, that's mine. When he was evacuated out of the area out of his own choice, this guy had gone over and helped himself to his old crossbow. So he took his crossbow back, picked up a basket,
and we took some stuff. 20 people lived in these two little houses. And we threw hand grenades in the bunker there, but it wasn't anybody down there. And of course, Mr. Chan was on the loudspeaker yelling and screaming for people to come back. Brrrk, you know.
What they say, brrrk.
And nobody came out of the bushes, of course.
So we hiked up this hill, straight up this hill, and passed a lot of pineapple and papaya, pineapple, and banana trees. Now I passed some old structures that either used to be there or never were finished.
Great big houses on top of this hill, and back down over this other hill, and then on top of down a little saddle, and up again. And we could see Iron Cave from the top of this hill, way off in the distance. We took a 20-minute break and decided that we didn't have enough time to go way over to this other village that the chief knew about. So we headed straight, after our little break, and we headed straight down the hill on the north side and went to a brand new tobacco patch. I mean, like it was, you know, had been hoed the last couple of days. And I took a piece of bamboo and split it and put the two more pictures inside the bamboo slip and stuck that in the ground so somebody would come by and see this thing, pull it down and look at it. And then when we fly over with our speaker ships, we can say, come to the new village. There are pictures of the new village, you know. And they'll have seen, you know, it's not all a lie, because they will have seen the pictures, excuse me, of this new village. I talk real fast tonight, don't I? I wonder if this is going to the right speed.
I sure hope it is. Like I say, I don't know about the batteries on this thing. I may need some new ones pretty soon. So, going on, we continued down and back up. We ended up at Company CP. We never hiked more than half a mile in the whole trip, but it was through, really thick jungle. Not jungle, but just thick bush. It's about, 10 feet high, grass, bamboo, banana trees, and you go along, and the red ants are all over the flowers, and they get in your neck and stuff like that. But it wasn't bad. It wasn't too hot. And it was, kind of nice, actually. We didn't see anybody, didn't hear anything, then I sat and talked to the company commander for about an hour. And I took all of his 10-day sightings and put them on a map. And then at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the other platoon was down south of us called in. They had found a VC map and found a ton of rice. Well, after going up and down the 3rd Brigade chain of command, they decided to destroy the rice since they didn't have the capability to lift it out. So they lit the rice on fire and brought the map out. But while they were coming out, we got lifted out. And I got some beautiful pictures of these helicopters coming in, picking us up. And I took one picture and had to roll out of the way because the helicopter landed right where I was. Really something. Really an action shot. And we went out on the 15th helicopter and went straight back to ONK.
And then today, I ran over to the S2, the intelligence officer for the 3rd Brigade, and went up to division to the G2, intelligence
for the division. I picked up this map and made some copies of it and delivered it out to the G2, and combining what the company commander told me and what I found out, and then talked to the old chief about what he knew about who lived where. And coming all together, I figure out where I'm going to go, or where we are going to concentrate on getting more Montagnards to move out of the hills, and I can see places where there's villages and no VC, or there hadn't been any VC for a long time, and not very far away. So it was a profitable day today. I was driving around, talking to a lot of people. Also talked to a man from MACV today, Military Sentence Command Vietnam, who was making movies of different projects here in Vietnam. And the thing of interest to him was the pigsty, the Montagnard resettlement village, and this man who makes swing blades. And he got all the information from me about who, what, where, when, why, and how, and all this sort of stuff. And said he'd look me up if he had any more questions in the future. So it's real good. So that answers all your questions, tells you a little bit about what's going on. Last week, anyway, was kind of busy. Thank you very much for the tape. I do appreciate it. And the newspapers, and the box of cookies, and this light switch. And I don't know, maybe I threw the puzzle away. I have to go through my wastebasket here and check. I don't think I did. I think you sent two boxes, but I'm not sure. I haven't got the second one if you did yet. I'm sure it'll come tomorrow or the next day. And I guess that's about all the news I have to say. And do appreciate the better tapes. They're much more relaxed, much more enjoyable when they're that way. Looks like my tape recorder is jerking. I don't know. Well, I hope not. And I'll say goodnight. And all's well. It's here anyway. And I'm still alone. I plan to stay alone. A big blowout Wednesday. I'll tell you about that next Sunday. The Montagnard Village, because it's Tet, New Year's. And I'm providing all the food. They're providing a cow. We're going to have a big party all day Wednesday. Tomorrow it's lunch.